Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and Ray Keating is our guest. Ray's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. He's also a columnist for Newsday, which is a publication in the New York area, and he's our good friend. Ray, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you back.
Good to be here.
As always. And, Ray, one of the things I wanted you to do with us today is, you know, I'm looking around the globe, and I mentioned this to Gary Moore earlier in the hour, and I'm seeing a lot of tension, you know, if you could take the temperature of the world, of Earth right now, and you know maybe put it on an EKG or something like that, you know, I'd say that the results would be a little jumpy and a little spiked. And we got lots of different challenges around the globe, and it just seems to me that at this moment there's a lot of extra tension in the air, and not to over dramatize it, but there just seems like there is. If you look at North Korea and everybody else, you got China and Taiwan, you know, tensing things up over there. We got a war in Iraq. We got Afghanistan heating up. We got extra new problems in Palestine. We got terrorists and blowing things up in Spain, and but in the United States things are kind of okay, except for an election cycle.
Right.
But I mean, how does all this and you know, gasoline prices are almost at a record high, not for inflation, not against inflation, but in terms of real dollars. What does all this portend for small business over, say, the next year or so?
Well, you certainly gave, you know, a comprehensive rundown there. You're right. You know, and I think it's important to note, you know, a lot of people don't think of small businesses being impacted by the international situation. But, you know, you have to, the economy is far more integrated globally than it's ever been before. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, a lot of small businesses are very active in the international marketplace. You know, when you look at just exporters, the SBA estimates about 97% of exporters are smaller firms. So,
well, look at all the people who are making a living on eBay today. You think they're only selling things to people
right
in America? You know, they're global marketers, every one of them.
Perfect example. I mean, I went on eBay recently and purchased something for one of my kids, and it came from Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're absolutely right. And it's a real concern, and it's a concern for, I think, for everybody in general, and you know, certainly the market recently is focused on these international issues. I mean, it's kind of a paradoxical scenario that we're seeing. It's, I think, for the foreseeable future, particularly when it comes to terrorism, it's a certain uncertainty, if I can say that. And you know, the market and investors and business owners don't like uncertainty, but I think we're going to have to wrestle with this for the foreseeable future in terms of, you know, we know, quite frankly, and it's a brutal truth, but we know that there's going to be more terrorism. We just don't know where and when. And I think that's going to weigh, you know, to a certain extent, you know, on the economy in general. And it's something that's going to have to be wrestled with, and you know, I'm not quite sure. It's going to be it's going to be a factor in the economy. It's going to be a bit of a drag. I'm not quite sure how much of a drag, though.
Well, Ray, here's an interesting thing for us, for the United States. Europe is, I mean, I don't see any kind of, not that I'm an expert on this, but I don't see any kind of silver lining in what's in the cloud that's over there, over them right now. I mean, any improvement from Europe, especially you know, over the next year or so, is to me, seems to me, is going to be marginal. You know, Japan still can't get itself out of the doldrums. China is doing pretty well, but they got some potential leveraging problems over there. But yet the United States, the economy is good. In fact, Gary Moore said Gary Moore said in the previous half hour that the economy couldn't get any better in the United States. It's as good as it can get. So what?
Well,
we're
chugging along pretty well. You know, can it get better? I think it can. You know, you gotta remember we're the global economic leader here, and we take everybody along with us.
How long can we keep doing this, though, Ray? I mean, and you know, I want you to answer that question on the other side of these messages, and we're going to talk some more with our good friend Ray Keating after these messages, and Ray's going to continue to help us continue our debate, our honest debate on what's really happening with jobs. And that's coming up in the next after the next break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Strangers treat him present by the way. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and celebrating our sixth year with Mr. Ray Keating. Ray, thanks again for being part of our world for over 6 years now.
Oh, it's been great.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much. Ray Keating is Chief Economist with Small Business Survival Committee and one of our good friends, and also Newsday. Can they get you online too, Ray?
Sure. That's the daily newspaper here on Long Island, and if you go to newsday.com and in fact, today is the day that my column runs every Tuesday.
And what's the column? You want to give us a scoop on the column today?
Yeah, sure. Actually, today's piece is about it's a little bit about March Madness, but a little different story. It's a local community college that has won the Division III national championship 2 years running and has a 52-game winning streak going.
Wow.
And it's kind of an interesting story. I talked to the coach and the athletic director, and, you know, how do you do this with a commuter school? And talks a little bit about leadership and family. It's a good story.
Yeah. Check it out, newsday.com. Look for Ray Keating. And also, don't forget, folks, that you can find Ray's small business angles at sbsc.org. I encourage you to go there for many reasons, but not the least of which is to find what Ray has to say about small business, and that's at sbsc.org.
We've got a little bit of a series going on intellectual property and how important it is for small businesses and entrepreneurs, so please check that out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Ray, I was asking you about the economy, and you know, if you believe Gary Moore that the economy is as good as it can get, then you know, shouldn't we be pretty kind of careful about how we what we do to tweak it? I mean, shouldn't we kind of, yes, I know there are a lot of people without jobs, but if the economy is ginning along, I mean, isn't the political season in a little bit of danger of hurting the economy?
Oh, yeah, well, that I think, you know, we already talked about the international risks, and I think obviously we have that terrorism factor, and those are certainly, creates uncertainty, but anytime, you know, politicians come into the equation, I get nervous.
Yeah, me too.
And it's an election year, and there's some clear choices out there. So I think the economy's moving along pretty well. I think things are poised to continue along that track, but with the big but being there are political risks in the equation this year, and it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Absolutely.
Do you see the jobs? If you think about it, other than, you know, the two things that the Democrats are harping on. Our jobs and the deficit. All right.
Right.
If you know, the deficit's not going to get solved this year. That's a decade long cake that's being baked right now. But the job situation. Do you see that being an issue that would be to whose benefit will the jobs issue be in October? The Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, you know, that story's going to be told in the coming months. First off, I think the conventional wisdom is right in one area and wrong in the other. Number one, it's right in the sense of job creation is important when you have a sitting president seeking re-election. When you go back and look at history, recent history, You know, if it's been a robust job picture, that president is being has been reelected. If it's been a murky or not so great jobs picture, the sitting president has been hurt at the polls. So that is absolutely on target. Now the question is, what's going on now? You know, and in recent days, I've seen all sorts of crazy stuff. There was somebody on television yesterday saying that we shouldn't be surprised about poor job growth numbers because, in reality, the GDP growth numbers are grossly overstated. That was that one thesis that was going around. But, you know, I think you've got to look at what we've experienced in the last few years. And I think if we put it all in perspective, then maybe it's not too much of a surprise that jobs may have been, you know, job creation may be lagging some. And again, before I go too far down that path, and you got to get a debate between different surveys, household versus payroll, and all that type of stuff. But, you know, let's understand that, you know, the economy was in the doldrums since the middle of 2000.
Right.
That's when it started to sink. You know, we went into recession.
The real hard evidence. The real hard evidence was fourth quarter 2000. That's when the capital spending faucet was turned off.
Well, what's interesting is that the revised
which, by the way, folks, was the last quarter of the Clinton administration.
Yeah. I what's interesting is actually the third quarter of 2000, growth was actually a little negative, when the GDP numbers were revised. But you're right. Business investment, capital spending fell off the cliff starting in 2003 there, in the latter half of 2000. The latter half of 2000. But, you know, see, then you got the recession of 2001. Then you got to remember you have, you know, the attacks of 9/11, you have a war in Afghanistan, and you have a war in Iraq. And the economy underperformed throughout and only really started to kick into high gear.
Don't forget the corporate malfeasance scandals we had.
In the middle of last year is when the economy started to step up to where we would expect it to grow during a recovery. So, you know, given all those things, we shouldn't be too surprised that business owners have been a little reluctant to go on a hiring binge yet.
Which brings us back to where we are now with the current international situation.
Right. You have to. I mean, that threat did not certainly obvious. I mean, as we all know, that threat has continued throughout. So I think, you know, putting all of those things and stepping back for a minute, maybe we shouldn't be too surprised if job creation has lagged a bit.
But we still, it to me is amazing, with all the things you just said, that the U.S. economy is in a condition where one of our friends could say it's as good as it can get. That's what's amazing to me. Stand by, 10-2, we'll be right back. More to come with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. I can't imagine. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ray Keating is our guest. Ray, and by the way, folks, Ray is Chief Economist with the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, you've got small business owners sitting at your feet here. We have our chins propped up on our hands and our legs crossed, and we're listening to you. Our eyes are big as saucers, and we're taking all this in. Some are taking notes, and we're taking all this in, Ray.
Yes. You're scaring me.
cast your pop beads before us, and tell us what you think we should expect the rest of this year as we plan our small businesses.
Well, I think I'm optimistic on the economy. I think economic growth is going to continue along at a pretty good clip. You know, there are good policy reasons for that. Obviously, at SBSE, we're looking at the policy world for small business. So when you look at, you know, the tax cuts that were passed and
they're not going away.
They're not going, at least for now.
For now.
interest rates are
down. It's going to stay down for a while.
Yeah, interest rates are good, and it doesn't, you know, there doesn't seem to be anything really egregious coming on the regulatory front. So there are good positive reasons there to be optimistic in the near term and in terms of the economy. And I think, you know, we were talking about jobs before. I think job creation will pick up. You know, the household survey has been, that's a thing that jumps up and down from month to month, but generally over the last couple of years, we've seen job growth there, and I think that reflects growth on the small business front. This self-employed front, so those are all big positives. You know, the payroll survey, where you get a survey of more established businesses, you know, that's what everybody's been focusing on in the media, and that's where the numbers have been pretty poor. So,
but that doesn't reflect the people who've started businesses and quit looking for a job, does it?
Right, right, exactly. I mean,
you got to go to the household survey for that, don't you?
Yep, the household survey will capture that. The payroll survey will not. So, but I'm generally optimistic. I think the general cloud, the international cloud that everybody is worried about. I think that's and obviously, as we mentioned before, the political factor this year. But overall, I'm generally positive on the economy.
If the U.S. economy is doing okay in the 1st of November, and jobs are looking like they're trending upward, maybe we don't have all the jobs we want. We don't have 4% unemployment, but we're trending better. But the international situation, maybe things aren't as good in Iraq as they need to be. And maybe there's been another terrorist attack somewhere on the scale of Madrid. Is that going to be good for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Well, I think, whoever's in power, when something goes wrong, obviously it's bad for them. So the Republicans are in power now. They got the White House, Congress. If something goes wrong, they're the ones that are going to pay a price for it. But the question is, the balancing between issues. I still think, the top issue, barring, something really catastrophic that I don't even want to imagine, people will, number one, still be voting with their pocketbooks. So I think that the economy will be the main issue, that job creation, will be a big factor. For the president, he's got to see, start a bigger pickup in jobs starting sometime in the spring for that to kind of sink in with voters,
That's tomorrow, by the way.
Hey, well,
Our day before yesterday, I guess it was.
Yeah, well, they need to, people need to see for several months that there's some good job creation going on, and you'll see that, I think, translate at the voting booth. Now, if it doesn't, if it just starts to pick up maybe in, late summer or something like that, then it gets more dicey, and I think the election will be closer as a result. But, again, the Iraq issue and terrorism, that's just a wild card that we're going to have to kind of feel our way through.
The U.S. voter situation, it is said that the U.S. is split down the middle in terms of voters. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that's true only to a certain extent.
I did an analysis
for my clients. I have a business called Capitol Hill Research where I do political and economic analysis.
30 seconds.
This is going back a couple months. But if you look at, how some of the states went in 2000, if you have good solid economic growth and job creation going into November, I think that spread between the two candidates might be a little bigger than a lot of us expect. But again, if not, and terrorism and Iraq are an issue, then things could be very tight again and we could see a split in the country.
This is a year, I think, where the way the election goes could actually come down to, a lot of surprises between now and then. Ray, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business Survival Committee. That's sbsc.org. Check out all their stuff there. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.